From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's Thursday, the day we read from your emails.
And first, a correction. On Tuesday, we mischaracterized a statement by President Bush. We said the president told a crowd of supporters that the war in Iraq was the right thing to do, even if no weapons of mass destruction are ever found. That was wrong. Mr. Bush said, quote, "Although we have not found stockpiles of weapons of mass destruction, we were right to go into Iraq," unquote.
The Federal Railroad Administration wrote in about my conversation with New York Times reporter Walt Bogdanich. Bogdanich wrote a two-part series about accidents at rail crossings and the incomplete reporting of many of the incidents to federal authorities. During the interview, Bogdanich said, "When we went to the Federal Railroad Administration to present our findings, they were curiously uninterested. In fact, they said that they would not necessarily even look into these widespread violations."
Steve Kalm, spokesman for the agency, sent this response. "During the past 10 years, the Federal Railroad Administration has made highway rail grade crossing safety a top priority. We all agree the loss of any life in these accidents is a tragic event. For its part, the FRA will continue to work with railroads, the public, and local communities to make grade crossings as safe as possible."
Our reporter's description of Senator John Edwards' wealth as having derived from, quote, "big fat jury awards," brought this from retired trial lawyer Patrick O'Sullivan of Sanibel Island, Florida. "Jurors hear evidence, and they are in the best position to determine what is fair, just, and reasonable compensation. To describe verdicts as big and fat is not only a gross generalization, but it demeans the jury system."
In his review of the novel Country of Origin, Alan Chose referred to a child's birth mother as her real mother, and that angered Susan Helms Daly of Brookline, Massachusetts. She writes, "Adoptive parents are real parents, too. Even if they did not physically give birth to their child, they certainly diapered, fed, chauffeured, attended to, and loved their children. If this does not constitute real parenting, I'm not sure what does."
David Schenck's commentary about Teresa Hines Carey's attempt to stop John Edwards' four-year-old son from sucking his thumb during a photo shoot received lots of reaction, including this from Billy Griffin of Truckee, California.
"It astonishes me that Mr. Schenck can deduce the complete parenting philosophy of Teresa Carey from a single snapshot. He posits that she must be against thumb-sucking altogether, and that she believes all children should be little versions of adults. It is far more likely, however, that she wanted him to stop sucking his thumb for the photo."
Listener Diane McCall offers another explanation. "In wisdom similar to that of Hillary Clinton," she writes, "perhaps Mrs. Carey recognizes that it takes a village to raise a child."
And finally, our bilingual tribute to Pablo Neruda on his 100th birthday wasn't as well understood as we'd hoped. "What were you thinking?" asks Ryan Verberkmos of San Pablo, California. "I can appreciate his works when I hear them in English, but not in a language I don't speak. I can only conclude that NPR is hoping to prove how cool it is by not using the language of most of its listeners."
We appreciate your thoughts. You can send them to atc@npr.org. And please remember to tell us where you live and how you pronounce your name.